Members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints want one thing made perfectly clear to the nearly a third of Americans who don't believe them when they say it. They are Christians.
It is true that we are neither Protestant nor Catholic. And I think in some people's minds, you have to be one or the other if you're to be considered a Christian.
That's Eric Anderson, an associate dean at the University of Iowa Law School. He was raised Mormon in Southern California, and he has undergraduate and law degrees from Brigham Young University. He's an unpaid lay counselor at the Iowa City Stake. A stake in Mormonism is similar to a Catholic diocese, and there are seven of them in the state covering 69 congregations. Anderson says the almost 25,000 members of the LDS in Iowa believe the same thing all Christians believe, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that he died, was buried, and rose again the third day. But Anderson says there are differences between his faith and other Christian religions.
Probably the thing that sets us apart most from other faiths, including Christian faiths, is our belief that we have a living prophet and continuing revelation on the earth.
The head of the Latter-day Saints in Utah is considered a living prophet. It's believed he represents and speaks for God on earth. Mormonism is a young American-born religion, the fourth largest Christian faith in the country. It dates back to the 1820s, when founding prophet Joseph Smith said he had a vision in which he saw God and his son, Jesus Christ, as clearly separate embodiments. So he set out to restore Christianity to the way he believed it was preached in the New Testament, with the Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Ghost forming a Godhead of three distinct beings, not combined into one entity as many Christians believe of the Trinity. From its earliest days, the religion was under attack. Smith and his followers were driven from upstate New York to western Missouri and eventually to Nauvoo, Illinois, just across the Mississippi River from Iowa. In 1844, Smith and his brother were killed by an angry mob. Eric Anderson says it had to do with what Smith was testifying.
Joseph Smith made bold claims. He said that he'd been called of God, that he'd seen God and was called as a prophet. And I suspect that many people found that audacious.
Anderson holds a position of leadership in the church unavailable to women. Mormon women cannot aspire to the priesthood, meaning they can't pass out the sacrament during services, and they can't hold positions on the governing bodies of the LDS. This doesn't bother Joanne Thrapp of Muscatine. She says she finds plenty of opportunities to teach and lead within the church.
I certainly don't feel that the brethren of the church, the men of the church, in any way try to hold us down.
Thrapp is president of the Iowa City Stakes Relief Society, an organization open to women older than 18. She converted to Mormonism in her late teens, largely because the church's commitment to service gave her purpose.
I believe it's the essence of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to reach out to others, to help lift one another.
Thrapp is speaking from a Mormon chapel on Iowa City's far west side. On a fall Saturday morning, the sanctuary there is the scene for an annual conference of LDS women.
Please don't ever feel different about yourself. Don't ever let insecurities get to you because you each look absolutely gorgeous.
That's 23-year-old Sierra Bean of Muscatine, lifting the spirits of the women she calls sisters. She's delivering a sometime tearful testimony using two sources of Scripture, the Bible and another testament of Jesus Christ.
I testify that the Book of Mormon is the Word of God, that it is a companion to the Bible, that they are there to work together to testify of the Savior.
It's believed the Book of Mormon was written by ancient prophets on gold plates and delivered to Joseph Smith for translation. The crowning event in the book is the personal ministry served by Jesus Christ in the Americas shortly after his resurrection. Missionary work is a key component of Mormon life. Most Latter-day Saints sign up for two-year-long missions. They're young when sent out to knock on doors to spread the gospel, but they're given the title elder. 20-year-old Elder Tyler Seeley of Kaysville, Utah, has been on a mission in Iowa for the past 16 months.
it's difficult at times to be able to continue on, as you know, you get rejection after rejection. But the great thing is we receive strength through the knowledge of Jesus Christ and through our testimonies of Jesus Christ.
Elder Seeley says he considers it a great blessing to be a missionary. Mormons follow what they refer to as the word of wisdom, a sort of law of health that restricts their consumption of hot drinks, which has prevented church leader Eric Anderson from sampling tea or coffee.
I don't know what caffeine would be like. It's just not part of my experience.
This quasi-law keeps him from alcohol, too.
I've smelled it around other people, but I've never tasted it.
Anderson calls this an interesting time to be a Mormon. The candidacy for president of Mitt Romney has prompted a slew of questions about past practices of the church. Polygamy was banned in 1890, for example. Any plural marriage that takes place today goes against the laws of the LDS Church. Anderson welcomes this chance to set the record straight.
We're not accustomed to so much media attention, I guess. I think it's good in the sense that, in my experience, most of the people who are asking questions are genuinely interested in finding out about us.
Anderson says Mormons are no different from other Christian believers. They have their faults and virtues like anyone else. That's the point he most wants to make during this period when his faith has landed in the national spotlight. In Iowa City, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.